Hello and welcome into the final golf podcast of the year for the fall season for WMUC Sports. This is Noah Gross hosting again. So the University of Maryland golf team, as I've been talking about all year, has been incredibly consistent. They've been in the top few spots in every one of their tournaments. In the first tournament, they were third, then sixth out of 14, then fourth out of 17, and then third out of 13 teams. So unbelievable start for them, yet to get in the top two. But their last tournament, the East Bay Delhi Classic at Kiawah Island in South Carolina, back in October 30th, finishing in early November, that was their worst tournament of the year. As junior David Coker said, I'll interview him later in this podcast, he said really none of the big four had it. And for him, the big four, or essentially what he was saying was, as himself, David Coker, Peter Nade, Justin Feldman, and Timothy Kalanta, and Chris Navarro too, none of them were really on their A game. It was a tough course, as almost everybody was over par except about five people in the whole tournament, so you can't really blame it all on them. Incredibly tough course, but as they said, or as David will say later in the podcast, it kind of left a bad taste in their mouth, so I know they're looking forward to get back out there for spring golf. And spring golf will start February 19th through the 21st at the Puerto Rico Classic. So they have a pretty extended time period off here, as Coach will say, Coach Rodenhaver, he is again on this podcast, interviewed later. It gives the players some time to relax, and it gives them some time to focus on academics, which is clearly very important, more important than golf. So, and as David Coker said, he's been playing golf since February nonstop, so he's going to miss it, but it's a much-needed break. So it's exciting for them to get some time off and kind of build off the success. Yes, they struggled in the last tournament, but they were successful overall in fall, so build off that. And as David and Jason both said, they have a young team, but they perform pretty well as a whole, so they have a lot to work towards and work off of from this fall season. As for the spring, I'll have more podcasts then. They have five more tournaments, starting with the Puerto Rico Classic, like I said. And after that, we hope to see the Terps with success in the Big Ten Championship after that, the NCAA Regionals, and the NCAA Championship. So the season can go all the way till the end of May on Wednesday, May 31st. So could be and hopefully will be a long season for the Terps. Excuse me. This wraps up the fall podcast season, though. Thank you for listening. And again, after I'm done talking, I will have Coach Jason Rodenhaver and Junior David Coker talking. Thanks again. Here with head coach Jason Rodenhaver. Coach, you guys have been incredibly consistent all year long, but you guys had a bit of a rough patch at the East Bay Delhi Classic at Kiawah. Do you chalk that up to that just being a tough course, or your guys having an off round as a whole?
Well, I think it was a little bit of everything. You know, tough course, tough conditions. We had a 3-week break in between the East Bay and North Carolina, so we had 3 weeks off, which we thought would be a good break for us, but obviously we were playing well before that. So we tried to keep our intensity for 3 weeks, and, you know, sometimes in golf you just don't have it. All five guys didn't have it, so it was an unfortunate event for us, but fortunately for us, we have a spring season to look forward to, and we're looking forward to that now.
So you mentioned that spring season, and you guys have a pretty extended period of time off between now and February, late February, when you guys return with the Puerto Rico Classic. What's your plan for the players as far as time off and keeping them sharp to be ready to go in February?
Well, you know, in college golf, since we compete all year long, you know, we ended a little over a week ago, so our main focus right now is to get our academics in order. We're working out. We started working out in the gym all the way up to the break. But right now we're kind of taking it easy, focusing on academics. We met individually yesterday with all the guys and went over a game plan for the Christmas holidays and what they're going to do. Most of them are going to be playing in tournaments over the winter break. A lot of them get down south to Florida to play. And we'll do our best to be ready to go when we come back to school on February 1st.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming on. And once again, congrats on a rather successful fall season. And best of luck to you in the off season and the upcoming spring season.
All right, thank you, Noah. Take care.
Here with David Coker of the University of Maryland golf team. David, congratulations on a solid fall season. So we've spoken a few times this year, but what will be your biggest takeaway from the fall season?
Yeah, our fall season went really well. We played really well in the first four tournaments. We all had our top four guys, me, Tim, Peter, and Justin really played well. All fall, we had a lot of really consistent scores. We played well in some rounds. But our last term of the fall, we really didn't play too well. We kind of took a step back from what we did the rest of the fall. But we found really four consistent players, and I think we can take that into the spring and really have a good spring coming off our strong fall performances. So
you mentioned you guys found four good players, so you should be excited about spring. But you kind of finished the fall season on a bit of a rough patch there, so that might leave a bit of a bad taste in your mouth. Is it going to be tough going this long all the way until February without any tournaments? Coach said that you guys can have time to focus on academics and relax a little bit, but I take it you're going to miss golf, right?
Yeah, for sure. We did it in the fall in like a little bit of a rough stretch, but not playing a tournament for a while is going to be pretty good for us. We've been playing, or at least I've been playing since mid-February all the way throughout the summer and until like last week, so I'm kind of ready for a little bit of a break, and focusing on academics will be big because we haven't been to school much these past few months, so traveling everywhere, so it'll be good to focus on academics and take a little bit of a break and get that bad taste out of our mouth and get prepared for the spring season, so I'm excited for that, and I think all the guys on our team are too, so.
Well, you guys should be pretty excited. You guys had a pretty exciting fall season. You were in the top three or four of almost all your tournaments, so there's definitely reason to be excited. David, congratulations on a great fall season. I wish you all the best in this off season of sorts and in the upcoming spring season. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.